Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're in Cuba. I'm with the dive god, Neil Watson. I'm with John, his buddy. Also, we got another Neil. Neil, welcome. How are you?
Neil.
Wait. What is it again?
Carl.
Carl. Wait, who's the other Neil? There's another Neil, right? That's spelled different?
Here.
He's okay. They're out wandering around. I'm trying to keep everybody straight. Okay, so we have Carl. And Carl is, I don't know, are you part of the Reef Gang? Or are you part of the Neil Watson Gang?
Tagging along with Neil Watson.
Okay, friend with Neil's. He was at the Reef event as well. But Carl's been, doing quite a bit of diving with us. And what have you seen? What do you think so far of the underwater world of what we've experienced here in Cuba?
I'm just amazed. You know, being from Miami, I never thought I'd be here diving in Cuba.
Yeah, it's quite an experience just to be here. But what about the marine life? I mean, do you get out and dive off of South Florida a lot or what?
I dive regularly in the backyard.
Yeah.
And we don't have anywhere near the formation. I mean, just wall diving is always a treat.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it seems very dramatic. The geography of the sites that we visited, not even a 5-minute boat ride. But, I mean, the wall just drops off very dramatically, and you have these big swim-through canyon-type things and just massive coral relief. Would you agree?
Definitely. Some of the best wall diving I've ever done, and I've done a bit.
Yeah. And what about the critters? Did you see anything that jumped out at you? I mean, not literally, but, you know, that you thought, hey, that's kind of cool.
Diving with the Reef Group, it's really opened my eyes. You know, I would just take for granted all the action around me, but seeing it through their eyes, it's a lot going on.
Absolutely, yeah. Laddie from Reef, Laddie Atkins, he has found some species of little blemmies or something that he says have never been seen before or something. So he was just like pumping his fist underwater. We're going to find out what that's all about here in just a bit, but definitely they have some underwater attractions. But Carl, always, it's just good hanging with you this week, man.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Nice cultural exchange here, right?
Definitely. Thank you.
Now, I got to interrupt the dive god here because he's talking to I got to talk here, Neil. I got to interrupt you here because we're doing – what's your name again?
Gelmi.
Yeah. So we talked to Gelmi earlier in Hour 1, and since then you decided that after we spoke about this and I asked you, do you dive? You go, no. But you jumped in the water and did it anyway. You learned how to dive today. Is that right?
Yes, it's right. I've been in the water. My first time, it was amazing.
You did like a Discover Scuba.
Yes, I discovered on the water, Cuba.
And how deep did you go?
Oh, I don't know. It's amazing. I don't know how I can explain about that. For me, it was a nice experience. Just 7 meters, but it's a record for me. Eh?
Okay, 7 meters, so 21 feet thereabouts. And he's well on his way to breaking the dive god's record of the deepest air dive. Is that right, Neil?
Hey, go for it.
Whatever. Yeah, why not? Because that's what he said.
If you're going to do it, this is the place to do it.
What do you mean?
It's so clear. I mean, the walls.
Well, exactly. You just go right off the wall. You break Neil's record in no time. The trick is coming back after you break his record. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I want to break it. I am very happy to meet all this guy that is a personality in the world. Everybody knows who is him. But I'm going to follow his step. I'm going to break some of his records.
Some of his records. Are you going to break the one where he broke the most amount of cement while it was on fire with his forehead?
Maybe I have to fall down to the building to try to break that. But this is the last one.
That is the last one. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. But I think it was the first one for you, right, Neil? And then that what led to the longest dive underwater, 66 miles on scuba, and then the deepest air record, and then you rode in some I don't know, quadcopter over to the Bahamas that you didn't know how to fly.
Quadcopter, and you know, I just had too much time on my hands.
Yes. Exactly.
But good times, quite a cultural exchange. There you go. See, we actually took one of the Cuban folks. We talked a little bit of dive into him. He jumped in the water, got, you know, at least got to discover scuba. So you're well on your way.
Sorry?
So you're well on your net. Next year, you'll be taking those underwater photos, right?
Yes, of course. Next year, I'm gonna deep maybe 20 meters.
Awesome, awesome. Yoel, come on over here, buddy, because he did the same thing. You completed, what, one or two adventure dives, right?
Complete five dives.
Five dives. Yep. So, the trick is he did this with the instructors here and Maria LaGorda. However, we're not sure how that will translate into a full scuba certification in the States. If you were to get certified here, would it apply? We don't know. We'll get to the bottom of that when we get back to the States and find out, you think?
Yes. It's called AQC. They said that it's international. It might work, but I don't know. I don't know to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You got the experience and you got the the credit for it somewhat. And at least if you go back to the States, you'll be far ahead of the curve and ready to go. We saw him on his first adventure dive. He was with us, and he did really good.
Thank you. Yes, I am. It was a surprise. I didn't know that we were going 115 foot down.
No, we didn't do that. No, the other folks don't do that. You didn't do that. You wouldn't, and you definitely don't want to admit that. Anyway, you hear what I'm saying, Yoel?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right. We'll just leave that alone for now. But then we went snorkeling for a couple hours. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very fun. We saw a lot of fish that we didn't see in the diving, actually.
Yeah, we saw some flounders, a lot of anemones, and lobster. What's that?
Langusta.
Langusta, lobster. In Cubano or Spanish or whatever, whatever they speak.
Also, manta ray was a stingray.
Stingray, yes. We saw a lot of cool stuff. We're going to talk to Laddie Atkins from Reef, like I said, and he has been tracking and doing fish counts and things of what they've seen underwater, and they have found some species of fish and critters that they've never seen before. Very exciting stuff. And is definitely living up to the hype of what you would hope you would see here in the pristine waters of Cuba. Because, you know, obviously it hasn't been dived nearly as much as many other destinations around the world other than the local folks. And they have limited, you know, capabilities, what they're allowed to do as Cuban divers. So it's pretty exciting stuff. And actually the Maria LaGorda area is, I don't know, this is like a popular tourist area for Cuba as well. Isn't it right, Yoel?
Well, not that much. It's very far away from the from towns and
from Havana, but it's a popular resort for folks to come here and take a weekend holiday, or no?
Not really, just for people that comes diving. Yeah,
just they come for diving, and if they're very special,
families enjoy the place, but it's not really a tourist destination. It's more like diving.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So it's even more pristine than I thought, I guess. But they got all the sites mapped out very well on the wall at the main complex here by the bar. They have an entire map of all the dive sites and stuff. They got, like, what, 32 sites or something?
What's really unique is the fact that not only is it a land park, it's been a marine park for, like, 25 years. So it's very pristine. And you know what? I mean, the Cuban government has been very diligent environmentally wise about protecting the marine environment.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true, but we heard someone make a comment that if you were to catch a lobster in the marine park, it's 27 years in jail. If you murder someone, it's 5. So those kind of... I don't know if that's true.
I love lobster, but not that much.
Exactly. Is that true, Yoel?
It is. Maybe not 27, but you can go for 15, 20 years to prison, yes.
Yeah. And but you can kill someone, and it's much less.
Yeah, you have a fight, and you kill somebody, and it's not a big deal.
It's no big deal. Whatever. Yeah. Who knows? But, hey, it seems to be working for him from a diving perspective, so God bless him. For that. Now, obviously, you hear some music in the background. They're getting ready for tonight's nighttime festivities, as well as the underwater, you know, photo competition. The grand finale, the presentation of who won, is happening tonight. And obviously, we're going to cover that and hopefully have you a link for you to, you know, check out the pictures of who won the competition from IMASUB. That's the organization that's putting on the underwater competition here at Maria LaGorda. So a lot of cool stuff happening here. And let's see, Sue Conking is wandering around as well. Now, Sue used to work for the Miami Herald, and she now works for Guy Harvey Outpost. She's here doing a blog and covering the festivities accordingly along that type of situation. So we're going to talk with her. And once again, Laddie Atkins, who is the director or lionfish tamer or slayer or something for reef.org, a very fine organization. We've been tagging along with them and tracking the species of fish that they have here off the coast of Maria La Gorda in Cuba. And so it's pretty exciting stuff because they have been finding some interesting critters underwater that they've never seen anywhere else. Now, when I was watching them underwater, it looked pretty, you know, like small to the point that I couldn't see them without my cheaters. And I do got cheaters in my mask, and it took me a few minutes. But then I finally saw this little blemmy, and they were getting all excited about it. And we'll find out about that and some other stuff that they saw underwater here next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Cuba.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The loveliest land that human eyes have beheld. So did Columbus describe the land he thought to be a part of Asia when he discovered Cuba in 1492.
Everybody, one ton of beta. We need.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Cuba, and I don't think we quite got the lyrics of that tune just right. But, you know, we'll work on it. All right, so we're at Maria La Gorda. I'm with Sue Cocking. She used to work for the Miami Herald, now works for Guy Harvey Outpost, and is doing a blog thing and covering all things related to, you know, Cuba and diving, topside, below deck, and the whole thing. What do you think so far there, Sue?
This has been a truly amazing experience. I think it's been good for us.
like all the people that are here from the States, and also for the Cubans who live here. It's like we've all gotten to know each other. We've enjoyed a good time. We've had some great diving. We've had some great fellowship. We've learned a lot about the country. We've seen a lot of different things, and it's really been a good experience.
It really has. You know, and it's the people that people kind of exchange we're doing here this week. And you brought up the folks. The dive guide here is with us right now. What's your name?
Martin.
Martin.
Instructor de buceo de Maria La Gorda.
Yes. And he just is one of the most energetic dive guides I've ever met on any place, anywhere in the world. And you just love what you do, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, I speak Spanish in this.
Right, right, right. But you love what you do. You love showing people your the underwater world, the underwater stuff here in Cuba, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Exacto. Ahora voy a hablar un poco en español, que es mi lengua. Después ustedes tendrán la posibilidad de encontrar algún amigo que le haga la traducción. Pero quiero informarle que estoy muy contento, muy agradecido con su presencia. Y este evento internacional de fotografía me ha dado la posibilidad de conocer grandes amigos como ustedes y tener la posibilidad también de llevarlos a bucear y tenerlos en mi grupo.
Okay, what I got out of that is like, Greg, I think you smell a little bit and you should back off. You're going to create a problem here. But you love the diving. How much in English can you say about the underwater diving? Because you pretty much gave the briefing on the dive boat and you spoke English. How would you give the dive briefing? What would you say about the dive site that we went to, say, yesterday in English?
In English, okay.
Try.
Please. In this moment, I want to speak a little bit English.
A little bit.
Okay, a little bit. I'm very happy with this grupo. With the people coming from
Grupo Uno. Grupo Uno.
Because Grupo Nombre One,
yes,
is the best grupo.
The best group. There were three groups, of course. We were in Group One.
Yes. This grupo.
Yeah.
And then we want to celebrate the special play for this grupo.
Yeah.
Maria La Gorda, every time I like your diving, because I like your diving very much. I want to
share the love of diving.
Yeah, diving for I don't know. This is my profession.
Yeah,
yeah. This is my profession because everyone coming together in my group, I want to offer my service.
Yes,
just only this is my service normally.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can hear the passion in your voice, and we can tell it's not fake. You love what you do, don't you? You love taking people to show folks what you have underwater here at Maria La Gorda. You love showing them, right?
Yeah.
Amor.
Yeah.
Is that, wait, that's French. I don't know.
Yeah, because from here, I want to work here to Maria La Gorda 11 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I worked there.
Yeah.
But I diving for different people, for German people, for Italy people, for Francia people, for...
But we are the best you've had yet.
For American people.
We are the best!
Yeah, the American
people. USA, number one.
No. Because I want to talk about...
Yeah.
From here coming, from in the water.
Yeah.
In the water. Number one is German people coming.
Uh-huh.
The German people is very, very serious on the water.
They're very serious. German people are very serious.
Yeah, serious.
And so we come along and we're a bunch of yahoos.
In this moment, I like diving very much with everyone coming to the water. I like you.
Yes.
I like you because
we're all one underwater.
Different situation.
Got it. Now we got your friend next door. What's your name?
Lázaro de Jesus. Lázaro de Jesus.
Yes. Now this guy was a maniac with the GoPro, and he had it on a selfie stick. He took a lot of video underwater.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, enjoy.
Yes, a lot.
Where are you from? Mexico or where?
No,
Italy.
I'm from Cuba, yeah.
You're from Cuba. Oh, okay. So were you participating in the photo competition or just diving along with everybody and having fun?
No, well, in Rio I was being the competition, but I enjoy more to recording the, you know, the sceneries on the water and
You got your selfie stick into every nick and cranny, and I'm talking about in the dive god's nick and cranny. You hear what I'm saying? And it was cracked. You got it every. You got great views. Good video.
I think I am the winner because I think I enjoy more than everybody.
Yes.
Because I recording everything that I saw in the water. I recording all the group of the diving we all.
Grupo, no, Grupo One was no, was the best. Was number one. It was the best. Right.
And I feel very very happy to know Martinez.
Yes.
For me, I think he's the best.
He's the best dive guide in Cuba.
He know all the bottom of the
yeah, of the site. Yeah, yeah.
He take care of his personnel that go with him.
He know, has a lot of patience.
Yeah, he know everything. Yeah. In my case, that's too much air, and he coming behind me. Fuck.
He fix you up.
Yeah, fix
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today, yeah. I went to dive, but I got problem with my ear.
Yeah.
And I tell him, my thing.
Fix so my ear.
Yeah.
And he fixed it. You fixed his ear. So you're a medic and everything else.
Yeah, it's
he
okay.
He fixed the water. So yeah. After that, I can continue, you know, deep in so.
Yeah, now that selfie stick that you had a GoPro, I believe,
yes,
right?
Yes,
right?
GoPro.
That selfie stick looked like a ski pole.
A ski pole.
It was. That you had modified into a selfie stick.
I buy in the Mercy. And the dealers.
In Dallas?
Dealers.
Stores. Oh, okay. All right. It's in Cuba.
No, in Miami.
It's in Miami. Okay, of course. Right, ever.
Especially in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
In the mall. So I buy a ticket and then I convert.
Yes.
Like
a ski pole into a selfie stick.
Yes.
Underwater selfie stick. See, they're very resourceful
yes.
Here in Cuba. They get what they need and they just make it work, right?
So.
What do you like seeing underwater? What's your favorite critter underwater? Is it a fish, a turtle, what? What do you think? Or people?
I got turtle, I got a red snapper, mango snapper. I got
you'll take whatever you get.
Everything when it's coming from on my camera.
He got it. Gets them with the camera. God bless them. See, you can hear the passion in their voice. You got to love it because diving is the universal language for us all. More coming up from Cuba. Stay close. Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm with the Dive God hanging out in Cuba, and we're just having a ball, are we, Neil?
Oh, man, it didn't get any better than that. I pegged the fun meter.
Yeah, definitely. And we're getting ready to do the underwater film competition award ceremony. Neil's going to get up there and announce who he thinks has the best photos. We'll get some of those linked to from scubaradio.com's Facebook page or something. We'll connect some way. However, Neil, we have a big group with us. And a lot of those folks are from the Reef organization. And you you know, Lottie, you called them up and you said, hey, we got to go to Cuba. Can you help us out, right? That's kind of how this came to be?
Yeah, well, first I told him about putting something together with Cuba, and he was a little reluctant. I couldn't understand why. And then
it was like, Neil, I know you. Is that what happened, Lottie?
That was it. He said, is there anybody else you could refer me to? No. And you know what? Cuba is really, it is very inexpensive when you're here, but people rip you off to get here, and it's not locally, and I mean the price.
And so you figured if someone's going to rip me off, it might as well be my friend. Is that
I gave Lad a price, and he says, "Dude, we're in."
Yes,
done deal.
All right,
done deal.
And there was a big concern also about the infrastructure, and we've heard stories over the years about, you know, bad air and ability to fulfill the needs of guests over a week of diving. But I knew if Neil was going to be doing this, then we'd have a good trip. So
absolutely. Well, he's the dive god. So, you know, if anybody knows the ropes, it's Mr. Watson here. And if nothing else, you know, there's safety in numbers. So it's kind of nice coming down in a big group. Kind of makes you feel a little bit more safe. Am I right, Lottie?
Yeah, sure. Safety, but also just you know, having everybody together, people that you know, people that you dive with and on previous trips and projects. This is a pretty select group to come down here this first time to scope it out and see if this is something that'll work in the future. And I think from what we've seen, it certainly can.
That's right. And we're just scratching the surface talking about what the reef folks are doing. And we're going to cover more of that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Cuba.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders.
You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you, because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
Yeah, they got one of those here in Cuba. There are all kinds of critters off the coast of Maria La Gorda. And we've been diving with them, you know, snorkeling with them, just having a ball here in Cuba. And we're with Lad Atkins. Now, Lad, what's your official title with Reef? And by the way, you can go to reef.org for all the information on this cool organization. But what's your title?
Yeah, my title is Director of Special Projects, kind of like okay. James Bond.
All right, so, and that makes sense why he teamed up with the Dive God, a team of special people, or special ed, or a special project, for sure, I think would represent this group well. But you brought your team together, and you guys do this around the world, so this is the first time Reef has come out to Cuba, am I right?
Yeah, it is. We Neil got in touch, he had the details organized for this trip. We put it out there to a small group of our members who we felt would be good travelers on an expedition like this, and within about 2 hours, we had a full trip.
Nice. Now, for folks that don't know, Reef goes around the world and does fish counts, lionfish derbies, that kind of thing. Obviously, this is a fish count or a fish, what, diversity study we're working on, or what?
Yeah, well, most of the people here are doing fish surveys, so this is the same thing we do all over the world. Much like birders go bird watching and keep life lists,
yep.
These divers get in the water with a checklist of species. They know what they're looking for. They're very experienced, and they record what we see on our dives, and all of that information goes into a central, publicly accessible database.
Very nice. Now, you're with one of your folks, and what's your name?
Deborah Geary.
And Deborah, you're from?
I live in Denver, Colorado.
Okay, and so you came from Colorado, got down to Miami, joined us on the flight over to Cuba. So this is something you've done many times with Reef before, or what?
You're
not a big reefer?
Not a big reefer, only because I just haven't been able to because of work. I go maybe one or two trips a year.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. And each trip you go down and help them out with these surveys? Is that the deal, or what?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so the slate, Lad, that they take down, is the same for everybody, or does everyone have like a customized slate of fish species they're trying to identify, or what?
Well, it depends on the area we're diving. For the Caribbean, it's a pretty standard list of species, so everybody takes the same checklist down. But the actual slate, the pencil that we use, the way you clip it onto your BC, people customize their own gear like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, well, I could imagine. And everybody probably has a favorite critter they're looking for. Is that in your case? Are you looking for something specific?
Well, I have favorites, and they kind of change from time to time.
So what's your favorite here in Cuba so far?
The hamlets, probably.
The hamlets. And hamlet looks like what there, Lad?
Yeah, it looks like a small grouper, about 5-6 inches long, but it behaves more like a damselfish.
So it gets protective, beats the crap out of you, get too close to it,
no,
that kind of
thing? No, that, not that kind of behavior, but
oh, okay.
Pretending to be like a
because they get really defensive. I've been in those fights.
No, they mimic the behavior of damselfish, but they're carnivores.
Okay.
So they kind of sneak up on the unsuspecting prey that thinks, oh, this is an algae-eating damselfish coming up.
Ah.
And it gets them close to their meal, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, and so on the slate that you guys take down for the Caribbean, what you're using here in Cuba, how many species of fish are on there?
I should know this by heart. We actually have two different types of underwater checklists. A long form, we refer to it, and a short form. And I believe the long form has about 175 species on it.
Right.
The short form, probably about 100 or so.
Okay, cool. And so, you know, we've done, about 10 dives, 5 to 10 dives, thereabouts. Not a full week, but you guys have found some things that you haven't seen in other places around the world, or you still have to confirm that, or what?
Yeah, well, first, the dives have been great. Stunning underwater visibility, the topography of the bottom, you know, coming up 50, 60, 70 feet off the bottom with some of these big structures, the canyons, really beautiful
diving. Nice, dramatic diving.
Yeah,
you really don't even have to see any fish, and you have fun, so much fun as a scuba diver. It's like swimming through a jungle gym or a cave system almost a little bit, right?
Yeah, it really is. And when you add the fish in, it just makes it that much more fun. There are a lot of things that live in those little overhangs and caves, little peppermint basslets and cave basslets that we're finding, a lot of black cap basslets down deeper.
And see, that sounds like jewelry to me. I don't know all my fish species, so I have to just go to reef.org and find out what these critters are, I guess, right? Is there a database there?
Yeah, there is. And then there are also lots of good reference books that are out.
Yeah, like the Reef ID books.
Sure,
from
Reef ID and Jerry Greenberg has ID books that are out, and there are a lot of good ones. And learning what you're seeing underwater makes the dive so much more fun.
Sure.
It's like going to a cocktail party where you don't know anybody and you stand in the corner and look around, or going somewhere and meeting up with all your friends and you know their names and you know their behaviors, you know what they do, and just makes it a lot more enjoyable.
It just adds a whole nother level to your diving enjoyment. No doubt about it. I mean, I know a few critters here and there. I'm not nearly to the level of what you guys do, obviously, but I'm learning. I'm always picking up a new critter here and there. Now, I know you did find a particular fish that you thought might be new, but well, what's the story?
Yeah, well, we
what
did.
What do you know?
Yeah, well, we did find a goby that is different than what you would expect to see here. There's a similar species in Veracruz, Mexico, on the far western Gulf.
Yeah.
There's another similar species to this way over in the Exuma Sound in the Bahamas. But this would be an isolated population. If it is related to either of those two, it's pretty far distant.
Yeah. So it's just a cool discovery. And you guys basically, you know, gather this data. And these are just divers that want to do this as a kind of a hobby thing, an extra thing they do on their dive vacation. And this data is sent to real scientists to kind of really scrutinize and figure out what's going on in the ecosystem underwater. Am I right?
Yeah, you are right. It's publicly accessible. Anybody can access the information. And it's used by scientists and resource managers to better understand the changes that are taking place in the ocean. It's also used by educators who use these data for school projects. And it's used by individual divers. If you're planning a trip somewhere, you want to know what other people have seen, you want to know what to look for, you can go on the database and pull it up. And
there you go. Now, the data for Cuba, I'm guessing, is fairly limited. Am I right? And that's why this is so important to get down here from your perspective or with Reef and try to get some more data in the system about what they have off the coast here? Or what do you think?
Yeah, certainly. And there's been a new program linking this marine park in Cuba with marine parks in the United States, working with the National Marine Sanctuary System.
Mm-hmm.
So the Flower Garden Banks and the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary are becoming sister sanctuaries with this marine park in Cuba.
Yeah.
So gathering those fish data that link those parks together, because the ocean is a very connected system, it's really important to understanding the dynamics of the entire system.
Right, and they figure out what's working here in Cuba. They might want to apply that to other places. Now, I did hear that if you take a lobster in the marine park, it's like 26 years in jail. If you murder someone, it's only 5. But I don't think that'll be a rule that they would adapt.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we'll do that in the States. But I have seen some of the biggest lobsters I've seen anywhere on these dive sites.
Yes, well, it is beautiful. Just great diving. And Neil, you've been all around. What do you think about this stuff?
Oh, man, this is amazing. But, you know, back to Reef. You know, one of the major issues and problems that the diving industry has is diver retention. The dropout rate is astronomical in diving. And unless you get into underwater photography or spearfishing or something to maintain your interest after you've been there, done that, seen that, and you've seen the pretty coral and clear water, whatever, the really neat thing about Reef is there's a justification to continue your experience with diving. And it the first time that Paul Heumann told me what he was doing, I just said, wow, this could be a solution in our industry. And it really is an amazing program.
So yeah, well, these people are, like, you guys are traveling a couple times a year with the Reef Group. Is that kind of how it is? This became like an added value to your underwater enjoyment to just kind of start to learn all the critter names and then feel like you're giving back in some way with the data collection? Or what do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I went on my first trip with Ladd in 2002. We got to see the coral spawning in Key Largo. And I try to always go on reef trips because I love the people. The people are great. And we all love learning. We call ourselves fish geeks.
Fish geeks. Why not? Yes. And we all are fish geeks if we're scuba divers, aren't we? Come on.
Yeah. And we just have a lot of fun.
I've been called a geek many, many years, and even before I started diving. How ironic. But anybody can participate with Reef and become one of these folks, right? It's fairly easy to do, right, Lad?
It's easy, and it's free. We don't charge a membership fee. People contribute by going out, doing surveys, and contributing back into that database.
Yeah, cool. And all I got to do is go to reef.org. All the info's
all
right
that
there.
Online, you bet.
All right, more coming up from Cuba on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I think we're heading back to Havana. Yeah, I think that's next. We'll see.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Do you have the desire to become an aquatic role model? Do you have the passion to expand not just your lungs, but your core understanding of the underwater realm? Then learn to inspire and train others in the art of freediving and become a PADI freediver instructor. Experienced freedivers can gain instructional skills by attending a PADI freediver instructor training course. Current freediver instructors can join the PADI organization by attending a PADI freediver instructor orientation. Do more in a single breath and reach limits you never thought possible. Visit PADI.com to find out more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show scuba devoted to diving. Now we are in Havana Airport, getting ready to leave the country for the final time. This has just been a phenomenal trip. You guys with me on that? Have you had fun?
Yeah!
Okay, yeah. Now, first of all, we have you folks. You're with Reef, but you're in the Key Largo area, right?
Roger and Trisha Grimes, yeah.
So tell me what you guys thought of the diving, especially you saw this week in Cuba.
phenomenal. Absolutely fantastic.
So, yeah, we dive all the time in Key Largo. Fantastic environment there. But here in Cuba, what I loved is that there were reefs that were maybe 80 to 100 foot tall everywhere you looked. And dive through canes and took you top and small and all kinds of fish everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, very dramatic diving for sure. Any particular critter that you caught your eye there, Trish? What do you think?
The black lionfish.
The black lion. Yeah, that's right. They did see that. And I guess it's black. I didn't see that one.
It's
but it's darker.
It happens to be darker.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it's a reddish, dark red lionfish in Cuba. I don't know.
I think we all expected to see a ton of lionfish, and we did see probably 2 to 10 lionfish on every dive, but it wasn't 1,000 lionfish. So
right.
They certainly have a problem here, probably going to grow, but hopefully Reef and the lionfish programs can get involved to keep them minimized.
Absolutely. And we've taken the first step. They do lionfish derbies here. Matter of fact, I think they got one coming up in September, and we'll cover that accordingly on the big show. You guys taking home any souvenirs like rum and cigars, that kind of thing? What do you think?
But of course.
And that's all we can say until we clear customs in the U.S. What about you? What'd you see?
I saw a Nassau grouper, which was my first. I'm an inexperienced tropical Western Atlantic diver.
Really? That was your first Nassau grouper?
I know. Hard to believe.
You had to go to Cuba to go find a Nassau grouper.
It was a Cuban Nassau grouper.
Right. But it was how big?
It was maybe 3 feet.
3 feet, and that's a huge-ass grouper, I think. I think that's the technical term.
Yes.
Tomorrow will be 4 feet, exactly, when we get back in the States, for sure. But you had a good time in Cuba. It lived up to your expectations, especially diving-wise, or what do you think?
You know, I had a great time. I didn't have many expectations about what it would be like. My favorite thing about the diving was that the water was 84 degrees.
Yes, 80, 80, 80, the Neil Watson rule.
And no current.
And no current, right. Yeah, 80, 80, 80, what does that mean, Neil?
80, 80, 80. Visibility has to be at least 80, water temperature 80, and the air temperature 80. Then I go in the water.
There you go. And obviously Cuba fit the bill for that for sure. But you had a good time, and you'd come back possibly.
Had a great time.
Excellent, excellent. And Carl, anything, any parting words? Wait, are you taking home any souvenirs?
Don't tell my daughter, but I'm bringing Cuban cigars home.
Okay, fair enough. And you got a $100 limit of booze and cigars, so you're well
I'm
under
well
that limit.
Yes, for the record, I'm well within that.
Yeah, we actually stopped by this this tobacco farm, and they were very gracious with giving us some cigars to take back to the States. And Neil is a connoisseur of those. Well, you know, when he's not diving, he has a tendency to smoke a cigar or two, and you'd rate him where there, Neil?
Oh, man, they're 11. You can't get any better. I mean, we were in the Primo district for all of Cuba for the tobacco leaves, and they were rolled there. So, I mean, they're not knockoffs. So between that and the Havana rum, I'm still... my detox meter is still in the red.
Yes, indeed.
Is it true that's how you chose where we were going to dive, is that it was close to the tobacco farms?
What do you think?
Exactly. Hello. I picked me up a humidor to take back.
You're just lucky that the tobacco farm wasn't closer to some place where the diving was crap. Because then we'd been
You know, it is about the surface interval activities. The adventure of coming to a place like Cuba is what really makes it memorable. The diving, obviously, is great, but you can find good diving anywhere in the world. But when you have these people-to-people exchanges, and Yol has been our man on the street here in Cuba, this is what really makes it work for everybody. And you get this from all the people that you've brought over to this beautiful island. Am I right there, Yol?
Yes, that's right. Everybody get back to the States. I'm very happy and impressed with all the things that they learn here in Cuba.
Yeah, and Jack Jackson is here. He's been all around the world. What do you think about this adventure in Cuba there, Jack?
I think I buried the fun meter.
I think you did,
that
indeed.
Needle, that needle was, as our friend John Day would say, where's my detox meter when I need it?
Yes, yes. Well, we have the next week to look forward to in that. John, what do you think? What are your thoughts or final thoughts on Cuba?
I think it was very passable. No, it was an awesome trip. We had a great crowd. Good people, great rum.
Havana is quite an amazing city to walk down. This is so unique compared to other places in the Caribbean. And Lad from Reef.org, I would imagine you've traveled all over, and I find this myself to be just insanely weird walking down the streets of Havana. Very unique. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. The food was great. The culture is great. There's a lot of history in this city. And it was amazing to be able to walk right through the middle of that. and it just added to what was already a great dive trip.
Absolutely. And yeah, you brought home some souvenirs too, I guess, right? But you can't say what they are? Or...
Yeah, I think I matched what everybody else brought home, well within the legal limits.
Within the legal limits. We have stayed within them. $100 in booze or cigars, and then what, $400 worth of goods and things like that?
Total of $400. So you could have $300 of other than cigars and alcohol. Well, I'm not worried. I stuffed all my stuff in your bag.
Well, okay, fair enough. And I got a humidor with Cuba on it. So there you go. I'm good to go. And I hate to leave, but evidently they're going to kick us out of this place, and we won't be able to visit again soon enough. And Lad, I know you were talking to the guy at the Marine Aquarium. You guys had a little tour there today, and they do have a Lionfish Derby coming up in September or something. Is that the deal?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with the National Aquarium in Havana, and they've organized a Lionfish tournament in September at Maria LaGuardia. So I believe it's going to be open to international participation, and I'm sure there's details on that on their website.
And we'll pass that along as well at Scuba Radio. And, of course, you can look reef.org for more information as well. All right, that'll do it for Cuba. Everyone had a great time, right?
Yeah!
And we're out of here. So until next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.